Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. And let me tell you, we've got three cybersecurity incidents to deep dive into today that are going to make you want to sit up and listen.
Buckle up, folks.
Yeah, really. We're talking a vulnerability that's, well, it's as bad as it gets. A ransomware attack that's causing some real headaches. And gamers. Oh boy, gamers. You're going to want to hear this. A popular game has been hit by hackers.
Yeah, today's a real mix of stories. Some important lessons here for everyone, really.
Okay. Let's jump right into it with this first story. Imagine a vulnerability so critical that it's got a CVSS score of 10.0.
10.0.
It's the Aviatrix controller vulnerability we're talking about. And to make matters even more intense, attackers are already out there exploiting it.
10.0. You know, that is incredibly rare. That's basically a flashing red alert, you know? This is as serious as it gets. Needs immediate attention.
Definitely not something to ignore. So I know our listeners are probably thinking, hold on, what even is an Aviatrix controller? Help us out here.
Okay, so imagine like you're a business, right? And you're running things across multiple cloud platforms. The Aviatrix controller is like your central command for all of that. It's managing all the connections, all the communication between those clouds.
So it's an important piece of the puzzle.
Oh, yeah, really important. And often has, you know, high-level privileges, which makes it super attractive to those attackers. Gaining access to the controller, that's like giving them the keys to the kingdom.
So we've got this powerful tool. Now there's this vulnerability, and it's a bad one. Can you break it down for us? What exactly are we dealing with here?
So this vulnerability, it exists in an API endpoint.
Okay, and for those of us who aren't quite as tech savvy, what's an API endpoint?
Sure. Without getting too technical, think of it like a doorway for different systems to talk to each other. It's how they send requests and get responses, you know?
Okay, like a digital doorway. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. So this vulnerability, it basically lets an attacker completely bypass security at that doorway. They can just slip in malicious instructions, no authentication needed. It's like walking right into a building that's supposed to be secure without a key, without even showing ID.
Not good. So what are the consequences here? What can an attacker actually do once they exploit this thing?
Oh, it can get real ugly real fast. We could be talking, you know, cryptojacking, where they hijack your systems to mine cryptocurrency. That leaves you with a hefty energy bill, and your system's probably going to be running slower, too. And there's back doors. They can deploy those, which gives them, you know, like a secret back entrance to your network. And, of course, we can't forget the classic data theft.
Seems like data theft is always part of the story.
Sadly, yeah. It's a huge concern, especially in this case, because compromising the Aviatrix controller, that could give them access to sensitive data from all sorts of different cloud environments. And the absolute worst case scenario, they gain complete control of the entire compromised server.
Yikes. So they're basically in control of a crucial part of your cloud infrastructure.
Exactly.
Terrifying. And you mentioned earlier that attackers are already exploiting this. So what can organizations do to protect themselves?
Patch. Patch immediately. The good news is there's a patch available. The bad news is those attackers, they know about this vulnerability, and they're actively developing exploits as we speak. It's a race against time.
So no time to waste. Sounds like every second counts.
Absolutely. The longer you wait, the bigger the risk you're taking.
All right, so the message is clear. Patch, patch, patch. Okay, moving on to our next story. We're going to shift gears a bit to something that might hit a little closer to home. It's a ransomware attack on a not-for-profit blood supplier called OneBlood.
Yeah, this one's a little strange. You know, the attack actually happened way back in July 2024, but those data breach notifications, those are just going out now.
January 2025, to be exact. That is a long delay. What could possibly cause that kind of gap between an attack and getting those notifications out?
That's the million-dollar question. It does take time, you know, to investigate a breach, figure out what data was actually compromised, if any. But a delay like this, yeah, it does raise some eyebrows.
Especially when you consider how sensitive the data is that we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking names, social security numbers, the whole shebang. That's the kind of information that can really come back to haunt you.
It's out there. Can't undo that.
Nope. It's a hard lesson that these cybersecurity incidents, they're not just about dollars and cents. There are real human consequences here.
Absolutely. So for anyone listening who might be impacted by a data breach like this, what steps can they take to protect themselves?
Well, first things first, don't panic. Stay calm. Read the notification carefully. If they're offering credit monitoring, definitely take advantage of that. But don't stop there. Think about placing a credit freeze and setting up fraud alerts. Those are proactive measures that can really help limit the damage.
Good advice. Better safe than sorry. Okay, on to our final story. Gamers, this one's for you. We're talking about the popular game Path of Exile 2, and it seems it's been hit with a wave of account hacks.
And here's the thing. A lot of these players, they had two-factor authentication enabled.
Wait, two-factor and they still got hacked? How's that even possible? Did they at least find out who's behind it?
So it appears the hackers found a pretty, well, ingenious might not be the right word, but definitely a concerning way to get around security. They managed to compromise a developer's old Steam account, one that was linked, and get this, to an admin account for the game.
Hold on. You're telling me a developer's personal Steam account had access to admin controls for the entire game? That's like security 101, right?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And once they had that admin access, game over. They could change passwords, grant themselves access to player accounts. You name it, they could do it.
Talk about a security oversight. So what kind of damage are we talking about here?
It's not just about losing progress, you know. Players are losing valuable in-game items. Some of these things, they spent hours, days, weeks, maybe even months acquiring.
So it's more than just a minor inconvenience. Yeah. These items have real value, both sentimental and sometimes even monetary value, right?
Absolutely. And to make matters worse, there's a screenshot of the administrator panel floating around online. Who knows how much more control these hackers might have had?
That's not good. What are the developers saying about all of this? Are they doing anything to help the players who were affected?
Grinding Gear Games, they're the developers. They've acknowledged the security gaps and say they're working on improvements. Unfortunately, they've also said rollbacks and restoring stolen items just isn't possible, which understandably has a lot of players pretty upset.
I bet. Especially those who are using two-factor authentication. They did everything right and still got hacked.
It's tough, no doubt about it. It really highlights why developers need to make security a top priority right from the start. Linking personal accounts to admin controls, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, a hard lesson learned.
Oh, yeah. And there's another interesting wrinkle in this whole thing. There's this bug they're calling the note versus audit entry bug. It essentially let the hackers cover their tracks. Like, they could delete notes about those password changes instead of leaving those uneditable audit entries behind.
Sneaky. Seems like a small technical detail, but with huge consequences.
Exactly. It shows how even the smallest oversight can have massive security implications. Really underscores the need for, you know, robust auditing and logging practices.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The hackers got in through a developer's compromised Steam account that was linked to admin controls. They caused chaos. And then they covered their tracks using this bug. That's a pretty sophisticated attack.
Oh, it is. Really shows that these attackers are getting more sophisticated all the time. They're looking for any crack in the armor, any vulnerability, no matter how small, they'll try to exploit it.
So we've talked about three different stories here. On the surface, they seem pretty different.
True, they are diverse. But I think there's a common thread running through them, something important to keep in mind.
I'm all ears. What is it?
I think it's the increasing sophistication and boldness of these cyber attacks. And it's happening across different sectors. Critical vulnerabilities are being actively exploited. Ransomware is evolving. And even gaming platforms are becoming targets.
Not just organizations that need to worry, right? Individuals are at risk as well.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're a big company with sensitive data or a gamer just trying to protect your virtual loot.
Yep.
Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
It's not an IT issue anymore. It's an everyone issue.
You got it.
So for our listeners who are maybe feeling a little overwhelmed right now, what's the one big takeaway you want them to remember?
Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. It's on all of us. We can't just rely on technology to do the job. We need to be aware, we need to be informed, and most importantly, we need to take action to safeguard our digital lives.
Be proactive, not reactive. It's about understanding that cybersecurity, it's not just an IT problem anymore. It's woven into every part of our lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, thinking about these stories, it's kind of crazy how they really highlight the long-term consequences of these, you know, cybersecurity incidents.
Yeah, totally. We don't always stop to think about that. You know, We focus on the immediate aftermath of an attack, but the impact, it can really keep going for years even.
Oh, for sure. Like, take the OneBlood thing, right? The fact that they got names and social security numbers, that puts those people at risk of identity theft for, like, years to come, potentially.
It's like this digital shadow, you know, following them around, always there, always a potential threat.
Exactly. It's not just about, like, cleaning up the mess after an attack. It's about understanding that that vulnerability it can stick around for a long, long time.
Really important point. So what can people do to, like, mitigate that long-term risk?
Well, credit monitoring is a good place to start, right? But it's not, you know, a perfect solution. I'd also really strongly recommend credit freezes and fraud alerts.
Yeah, that makes sense. Being proactive, taking steps to limit the damage if your information does end up in the wrong hands.
You know. Right, exactly. And this is about more than just, you know, technical solutions. It's about people taking control, you know, of their own digital security.
Yeah, educating people about the risks, right. Giving them the tools to protect themselves.
Knowledge is power, right? Especially when we're talking about these kinds of threats.
Absolutely. Speaking of proactive measures, that Aviatrix controller vulnerability, prime example of why patching is so crucial.
It's not just about keeping systems up to date. It's like you're in a constant race against these attackers, right? They're constantly searching, poking around, looking for vulnerabilities to exploit.
And in this case, the patch was right there, ready to go. But those organizations that didn't apply it in time, well, they were left wide open.
And we're seeing it more and more, you know? Attackers are getting way more sophisticated. It's not just, you know, brute force attacks anymore. They're looking for human error. They're finding creative ways to get around security measures.
Yeah, the Path of Exile 2 thing is the perfect example. Compromising that developer's old Steam account, exploiting that, you know, seemingly small bug. It shows that security has so many different layers, right? We have to be thinking about all angles, not just the technical stuff.
It really is like a puzzle, you know? Mm. And these attackers, they're searching for that missing piece, the one that'll give them access.
So what's the big takeaway for our listeners? What do you want them to remember?
Cybersecurity. It's everyone's responsibility. We can't just sit back and expect technology to protect us. You know, we need to be aware, we need to stay informed, and most importantly, we need to take action. We have to safeguard our digital lives. It's on us.
Yeah, be proactive, not reactive. Mm. Cybersecurity isn't some IT issue anymore. It's part of everything we do now.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, we often talk about the threats out there, but, you know, it's good to acknowledge the positive side of things too, right? The fact that these incidents are being reported, that they're finding and patching these vulnerabilities, the researchers working hard to uncover new threats, that's good news.
It is. It shows, you know, there's this growing awareness. People are starting to understand how important cybersecurity is. And the industry, well, they're actively working to improve things.
So let's switch gears for a minute. What are some practical steps our listeners can take, you know, to protect themselves?
Well, first and foremost, two-factor authentication. Get it on all your accounts. It's easy to do and adds, like, a huge layer of protection.
Two-factor authentication is your new best friend.
Right. Next up, strong passwords. And make them unique. Don't use the same password for every site. A password manager can really help with that. Generate strong passwords and stores them securely all in one place.
And those software updates, you know, the ones we tend to ignore, don't. Those aren't just there to annoy you. They often contain really important security patches.
Another thing, just be careful about what you click on and what you share online. Phishing attacks, they're getting more and more sophisticated all the time.
Yeah, if something seems too good to be true, well, it probably is.
Truth. And one last thing, public Wi-Fi. Be aware of the risks. If you need to access sensitive info, consider using a VPN.
All great tips. And, you know, it all comes back to the fact that cybersecurity isn't just about the technology. It's about our behavior.
Exactly. It's about awareness, making smart choices, staying informed.
It's about being part of the solution, not the problem.
Exactly. It's about remembering that cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination.
So let's keep learning, let's keep adapting, and let's work together, right, to stay ahead of the curve.
The future of cybersecurity depends on it.
All right, that's going to wrap up our deep dive today. We've covered a lot. Critical vulnerabilities, ransomware attacks, gaming hacks. But there's one message that's clear. Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
We all have a role to play in protecting ourselves and each other.
So as you go about your day, remember these stories. Think about how these cyber attacks could impact your life and take action. Take steps to strengthen your own digital defenses.
Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe out there in the digital world.
And join us next time for another deep dive into the world of cybersecurity.
We'll be here, ready to break down the latest headlines, help you navigate this crazy cyber landscape.
Thanks for listening.
You know what really strikes me about these stories is how they challenge our assumptions about security.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Tell me more.
Well, you know, we often think of security as this purely technical problem, right? We focus on firewalls and antivirus software and intrusion detection
The
systems.
digital equivalent of locks and alarms, right?
Exactly. But what these incidents show us is that security, it's just as much about people as it is about technology.
The human element.
Yeah. Take the Aviatrix controller vulnerability, for instance. It highlights just how important human diligence is. Even with the patch available, it was human inaction that left those systems vulnerable.
It's a good reminder that technology can only do so much,
Yeah.
right? It's up to us to use it wisely and to, stay vigilant.
Absolutely. And then there's the Path of Exile 2 hack, which, exposes a different kind of human element, I guess you could say, the potential for errors, oversights, even within a team of skilled developers.
It happens.
It does.
Yeah.
Linking a personal Steam account to an admin account, that's a human decision, right? With huge security implications.
No system is foolproof.
Yeah.
And those human errors, those can be a major weak point.
For sure. And then you have the OneBlood incident. Yeah, it involves ransomware, but it also like really underscores the human cost of these attacks.
Right. It goes beyond the financial impact.
Exactly, beyond the financial damage, there's the disruption to essential services, the potential for identity theft, and the long-term stress and anxiety that victims experience. Yeah.
It's about more than just protecting data. It's about protecting people.
Exactly. And that brings us to like a bigger point here. Cybersecurity, it's often framed as this battle, attackers versus defenders. But I think it's more helpful maybe to think of it as a shared responsibility.
We're all in this together.
Right. We all have a role to play in creating a more secure digital world. Developers, they need to prioritize security in their code. Organizations, they need to implement like really robust security practices. And individuals, well, they need to be aware of the risks and take steps to protect themselves.
Building a culture of security where everyone understands the importance of, protecting our digital lives.
Yeah. And recognizing that security, it's not a destination, it's a journey. This threat landscape, it's always changing, always evolving, right? We need to constantly be learning and adapting.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
Cybersecurity is not just about technology. It's about people. It's about human behavior, human decisions, human responsibility. And it's about understanding that we all have a part to play in making this digital world a safer place.
That is a powerful message. Thanks for joining us today for another deep dive into the world of cybersecurity.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back next time with more headlines, more insights, and more tips to help you stay safe in the digital world.
Until then, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay secure.
Thanks for listening.